Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful ideas in drum and bass and jungle flavored production, call and response. And we're doing it inside Ableton Live 12, beginner friendly, using stock tools only. The goal is simple. We're going to make a short riff where one phrase asks the question, and the next phrase answers it. Then we'll reshape that idea into a darker jungle swing feel, with cleaner low end, better groove, and a more musical drop. If you've ever made a DNB loop that felt busy but kind of flat, this is the fix. Call and response gives the track shape. It gives your listener tension, release, and movement. And in a genre where the tempo is fast and the low end is huge, that structure matters a lot. So let's get into it. First, set up a fresh Ableton Live 12 project and set the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a very standard DNB starting point, and it feels right for jungle swing too. It's fast, energetic, and still gives you room to breathe. Now create four tracks to keep things organized. Make one drum group, one sub-bass track, one mid-bass or reese track, and one effects or atmosphere track. Keeping the session simple is a big win here. Beginners often overcomplicate DNB too early, but the genre really rewards clarity. Inside the drum group, load a kick, a snare, and either a break loop or chopped break slices. If you're using stock Ableton devices, drum rack is perfect for slicing a break, and simpler works great for one-shots. On your cleanup chain, keep EQ8, saturator, and utility ready to go. A good workflow tip here: color-code the bass track separately from the drums, and group the bass together so you can control the whole low end quickly. Also, leave headroom on the master while you build. Aim to stay around -6 dB or so. That gives you space for later mixing and mastering. Now let's build the drum foundation. Start with a strong kick on beat 1 and a snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That gives you the classic DNB backbone. Then bring in your break loop or chopped break slices underneath. Don't try to make the break do everything at once. Start by muting some of the busier hits and letting the ghost notes and hats do the subtle movement. For the break, use EQ8 to high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight your sub. If it feels too wide or splashy, pull the width down a little with utility. And if it needs more grit, add a light saturator, maybe just a few dB of drive. Now comes the swing part. Open the groove pool in Ableton and try a 16th note swing groove. Keep it subtle at first. You do not want to make everything super loose and lopsided. Jungle swing is about tiny timing differences, ghost hits, and that push-pull feeling against the main kick and snare. A good starting point is around 54 to 58% groove intensity. Here's an important mindset shift. Don't force the break to be robotic. The reason jungle feels alive is because the groove has a human shape. It leans forward in some spots and holds back in others. That little imperfection is part of the magic. Okay, now we write the bass call. Use a MIDI instrument you're comfortable with, or build a simple bass in Wavitable. Keep it basic. One oscillator is enough to start. A saw or square source works well, and you can low pass it so it doesn't get too bright. Give the envelope a short release so the notes stay tight and don't blur together. For the first two bars, write only 1 to 3 notes. Seriously, keep it minimal. In DNB, a short motif often hits harder than a long melody. You want the rhythm to speak. Think of the call like a question. It should feel slightly tense, maybe a little clipped, and it should leave space after the phrase. That space is important. Let the drums and break breathe. A simple idea could be a short two-note hit in bar 1, then a slightly higher or more urgent repeat in bar 2. Leave gaps on purpose. If everything is constantly playing, the bass loses its voice. Now for the response. Duplicate that MIDI clip into the next two bars, then change it in a few small but meaningful ways. Don't just make it louder. Make it answer. You can shift one note a little later, change a note by a semitone or whole tone, shorten a note for a tighter bounce, or add a small pause before the final hit. Even one or two edits can completely change the feel. On the sound side, try opening the filter a little more for the response, or add a bit more saturator drive. You can also use auto filter, with a tiny bit of movement so the answer feels more open and more aggressive. That contrast is the key. The call might feel tense and dry, while the response feels broader, dirtier, or more confident. This is the moment where your loop stops sounding like a repetition and starts sounding like a conversation. Now let's split the bass into two layers, which is one of the most useful habits you can learn for DNB and for mastering later on. Duplicate the bass instrument or split the sound into a sub-bass track and a mid-bass track. On the sub-bass, keep things simple. Use a sine wave or a very plain low-passed waveform. Put utility on it and keep it mono. Center it. Let it support the track, not dominate it. If needed, use EQ8 to cut anything above around 120 to 180 Hz. On the mid-bass track, keep the character. This is where you can use wavetable, operator, or a resampled bass sound. Add saturator or overdrive to create harmonics. High pass it around 90 to 140 Hz so it doesn't clash with the sub. The mid layer can be wide in feeling, but the lows must stay locked down. This separation is huge. It gives you control over punch, weight, and clarity. In DNB, the kick and sub are basically sharing the same power zone, so if they're messy, the whole track gets cloudy fast. Now let's make the bass groove with the drums instead of sitting stiffly on the grid. Open the MIDI editor and nudge some bass notes slightly late. Not a lot, just enough to create pocket. Play shorter notes around the snare gaps, and avoid stacking your bass hits on top of the busiest break transients unless you really mean it. A nice beginner trick is to keep the first note of each phrase tightly locked, then move one or two mid-phrase notes a touch later. That creates a little push and pull. Also, leave at least one full beat of silence somewhere in the phrase. In jungle-flavored music, space is part of the groove. You can also use groove pull on the bass clip, but keep it lighter than the drums. A good rule of thumb is drums with more groove and bass with less. For example, the drums might sit around 55 to 70% groove amount, while the bass stays around 20 to 40%. That way the bass feels like it's leaning against the break, not copying it. Now we bring in motion with automation. A lot of beginner bass lines get cluttered because they try to do too much with notes alone. Instead, use automation to evolve the sound across the phrase. Try auto filter on the mid bass. Open the cutoff slightly during the response phrase. Add a little extra drive with saturator near the end of the four bar section. You could even do a short echo throw on the last note of the response, then cut it before the next downbeat. Very small changes can feel huge in DNB because the groove already has so much energy. Think in phrases, not loops. If a bass idea only works for one bar, stretch it into two bars by adding a pause, a pickup note, or a tiny turnaround. That's one of the easiest ways to make your music feel more intentional. And here's a teacher tip. If your riff feels stiff, change note length before you change note pitch. Shorter notes often fix the groove faster than adding more notes. Now let's make sure the mix is ready for mastering. Keep the sub mono. Avoid clipping the bass group. Make sure the kick still cuts through clearly. If the bass gets nasal or harsh, tame the 2 to 6 kHz range a bit, and keep headroom on the master. A really good test is to mute the mid-bass and listen to the sub and drums. Then mute the sub and listen to the mid-bass and drums. If one side of the bass disappears, rebalance it before going further. That kind of source control makes the later mastering chain way easier. Since this isn't a mastering-focused lesson, remember this. Clean source sounds master better. If the low end is already balanced, you'll need less corrective EQ and fewer rescue moves later. Let's talk about the jungle flavor for a second. In jungle-style material, the break is the rhythm narrator. Let it lead some of the motion while the bass acts like punctuation. Don't be afraid to leave the bass out for a moment while the break speaks. That space makes the return hit harder. You can also try a reverse crash, a filtered noise burst, or a small riser into the response phrase. That little pre-answer tension helps sell the idea. And if you want the drop to feel nastier, use a darker note choice like minor intervals or tighter note spacing. Here are some advanced variations you can try once the basic idea works. You can make the response happen only in the second half of the bar. That creates a quicker question and answer feel. You can also invert the rhythm, where the call starts with a hit and a gap, and the response starts with a gap and a hit. Another great move is octave displacement, where you keep the same MIDI shape but move one response note up or down an octave. That makes the answer feel more obvious without changing the whole idea. Another cool technique is to repeat the same call twice, but evolve the response every two bars. That gives you consistency without sounding static. For arrangement, a strong 8-bar arc might look like this. Bars 1 and 2 state the idea, bars 3 and 4 answer it, bars 5 and 6 repeat with one extra detail, and bars 7 and 8 create a fill or turnaround into the next section. And that turnaround is important. Bar 8 should feel a little different so the loop doesn't sound endless. You might remove the main bass for half a bar, add a snare fill, open the filter briefly and then snap it shut, or throw in a reverse effects before the next section. Let's quickly run through the common mistakes to avoid. First, don't put too many notes in the bass line. 2 to 4 strong hits can be more powerful than a crowded pattern. Second, keep the sub mono. Third, don't let the kick and bass fight in the same frequency space too hard. Use EQ to carve a little room if needed. Fourth, don't swing everything equally. Let the break swing more than the bass. And fifth, Don't overdo the distortion too early. If the low end loses focus, back off and split the sub and mid layers more cleanly. Now here is your practice challenge. Build a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM. Add kick, snare, and one chopped break. Write a 2-bar bass call with only 2 or 3 notes. Copy it into bars 3 and 4. Then make a response by changing one note, one rhythm gap, and one sound parameter. Split the bass into sub and mid. Add light saturation only to the mid layer. Apply a small swing groove to the break and a lighter groove to the bass. Automate the filter cutoff a little higher in the response. Then listen in mono for 30 seconds and fix any bass blur. If you want to push it further, make 3 versions of the same idea.